So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
All right, kids, everybody line up. We only have one day for your yearbook photos, and I'll be taking them. And this year, no funny outfits and no little signals in there that I don't understand what they mean, okay?
All right.
So who's first? Who's first? Well, we're going from shortest to tallest today, so just line
up. You didn't
up.
Say no funny outfits until the day, so sorry.
Yeah. And you don't have one on anyway.
Sorry.
Okay. Okay.
It's just normal. That's what he wears.
Sorry.
That's not a funny outfit?
No.
No.
You're not wearing a funny outfit right now.
What's funny about it, mister?
I don't know. I have never seen you in a big sombrero before.
Nah. This isn't funny.
This isn't funny.
Yeah, well, I think it's honestly.
I need it.
You need the sombrero?
Yeah.
He's very allergic to the sun, mister.
And indoor lighting.
Okay.
Indoor lighting.
Okay, fine. Step right up. Step right up. Come
what
on.
What are you, a carnival barker?
Step
you
right up like to one. The photo.
You look like you travel from town to town and you don't get much sleep.
You look like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah.
Well, which one
almost
is it?
Exactly.
Travel town to town and don't get much sleep or Pee Wee Herman?
Both.
Well, I don't know. You choose.
Well, they're both true in ways. I do travel town to town and I am short on sleep. And I
like,
do. I did go as Pee Wee Herman for 5 Halloweens in a row.
And you're wearing the costume today?
And you ran out of clean clothes, so you dipped into Halloween costume?
Great, I don't even have to explain myself. The obvious? It's obvious.
All right, mister. All right. Well, take a picture of my friend. His name is Robin.
And this is my advocate.
All right, Robin.
Hello, I'm his advocate. Okay. Read the sign.
Now, Robin, just to be clear, do you really need glasses with the eyeballs on little springs that pop out like that?
Boy,
oh, how dare you! As his advocate, I'd like to say yes, he does, okay?
I sure do. My mom makes me wear them.
Okay, so when your mommy and daddy see this photo...
Yuck, Mr.
I said mom.
Creep.
Mr. Creep.
Please no.
Did they write that song about you?
No.
I'm a creep.
No. You're Mr. Creep now.
Yeah, you're Mr.
No,
Creep.
No.
Go ahead and take the picture, Mr. Creep.
Please.
Save it for your files.
Can you keep it down? I don't want the back of the line to hear it.
I pushed the button.
Get your hands off the button.
I got one of you, Mr.
Stop
Creep.
Stop taking pictures. I'm not Mr. Creep.
Oh, looks like the camera's broken. We'll need a new lens.
It's not broken. You just smudged it.
You broke my phone. You
I
broke my camera's
phone.
Yeah, right, look at the glass.
Look, Robin, sit down.
Okay.
Smile.
Okay.
Next.
Hi, Mr. Creep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's Big Danny.
He's alive.
Hi.
Hi, Big
Mr.
Danny.
Big Danny.
I have to do this, and then I have to get right back into the ambulance.
Mr. Danny.
You just were
they let
hurried
me out
into
of
the ambulance
Big
for
Danny.
A shellfish addiction.
They let me out.
Big Danny, we need you in rehab ASAP.
No, I'm not going.
Big Danny, I'm sorry.
You were just rushed.
I'm not
you
going.
You fell off the boat.
You knew what they were serving off. Today. You shouldn't have eaten.
You fell off of the crab boat.
It's okay.
You off the
Big
off
Danny,
wagon.
You're addicted to shellfish. All right, do you really want your photo, or did you just tell them you wanted one so you could come back in here and take my shrimp sandwich?
Don't look at my
Danny,
backpack.
Danny, this is really sad.
What's in your backpack?
Nothing.
Is my po' boy in your backpack?
Mr. Creep, no.
Mr. Creep, did you bring a full po' boy?
Huh?
Yes, I brought a full po' boy.
It's a hearty sandwich.
Somebody changed the sign out on the door, and it says photos by Mr. Creep. Now.
There's coleslaw coming
so
out of the...
How did that happen so quickly?
I don't know. The advocate, we get around. We can,
can
do
you?
One text.
All right, let me take a quick picture and then let's get you right back in the ambulance to rehab.
I see... Listen. What was your name again?
Danny.
Big Danny.
Yeah,
Big
I know. Danny, there's
Big
coleslaw coming out of your... And popcorn shrimp coming out of your bag.
That's not
I just
coleslaw.
Want you to get better.
That's yeah. not coleslaw.
What is it, Big Danny?
It's milk.
Okay. If that's milk, I want to see you drink it.
Huh?
If that's milk, I want to see you drink it.
Oh, Mr.
Easy,
Creep with a good
man.
Idea.
That's easy, my man. Look.
Mr. Creep, you want to see him drink milk?
Not like
Ew.
A creep, though.
He's taking
He's
pictures.
Chewing the coleslaw.
Oh, my God,
pictures
it's
of
glue.
Him drinking milk?
No,
it's
I'm not.
It's glue. Big Danny's eating. Wait, no, it's tartar sauce. Big Danny's going to get sicker.
Get into the ambulance. Let me take a quick picture. Oh, no. He's swollen shut. Let me take a picture.
Check my picture.
Oh, God.
I'm here to get Danny. He got out of the ambulance.
Danny looks like a crab claw.
I didn't let him out, okay? He snuck out.
Okay, well, handcuff him to the ambulance.
All right, you have to go, Danny. You're having it. This is an EpiPen.
No, that's not Danny. You just stuck it in a crab claw. That's Danny over there. Oh. He looks like a crab claw.
Wait a second. What's up with this ambulance? It's also food delivery for firecracker shrimpies?
That's not an ambulance.
Yes.
That's my ride.
Did
you pay?
He caught me, Danny.
Go.
I can't do this character any longer.
Okay,
I'm just your aged friend.
Danny, this is for your own good. You're addicted to shellfish.
Sorry.
You've got to stop. Go to the hospital.
How could you enable him? Look at him.
Suck on this.
He's
bird.
Giving me cash.
Suck on
I'm
what?
I'm the poorest kid in school.
Well, yeah.
Suck on this bird, guys.
Oh, he's trying to give us the finger, but he's
Danny, you're going anaphylactic.
Oh, my God. A pelican just gobbled up his bird finger. You're turning into a shellfish, Danny.
I'm calling 911. I'm calling 911, and we're getting you in there. Here, you go back. Go back. And by the way, I said shortest to tallest. Big Danny, you came in way too early.
I don't care what you said.
Okay, stand right there. We got to get through these photos. We only have an hour, and there's 3,000 students.
Okay.
All right, next up, the advocate. Let's get you out of here, Shorty.
Hello, hi. It's me, the advocate.
Okay.
Okay, is this smile good?
There he is. Look at him smiling. That's my advocate.
You know, you're very lucky to take a picture of the advocate. I've never been photographed.
And just so you know, I'm not his advocate. I'm his friend.
Okay,
yes.
Well,
because these are my friends, I am their advocate.
That's an uneven relationship. All right, let me see you smile. Okay. And
Bigger.
Let me just,
you can do it bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, full up
and down. Say tan. And say tan.
Tan.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
No, you were looking away. Look up here.
Actually,
look over the camera.
Hold on. Let me get your credits. I just don't like anyone photograph me.
My photo credits?
Yeah, yes. He just took out a cat toy and tried to make you look at it.
Yeah, let me see your lookbook. Okay, let me see what you've done.
I don't have my lookbook, but I have some other yearbooks I've done. I did a Foothills High School.
Let me see.
There you go, class of 98. Orange Grove Middle School, class of 92. I don't know if you noticed in that class, Lizzie McGuire.
Why have you had such a long break? It's 2020.
Pretty long break.
The last one was 98, right?
Advocate realized.
Yeah, well, I've had a rough 12 years. 22 years?
22.
Jesus Christ.
You thought your last 22 years was 12 years?
You lost 10 years.
That means I've been actually been Pee Wee Herman for 20 years.
Big Danny,
dude,
go to the hospital.
No, I get it, dude.
I gave him an EpiPen
and so much time, dude. I've lost like 6 months recently because I was out on a boat for a while.
What were you doing on a boat, Big Danny?
Fishing.
Big Danny.
With my uncle.
Shellfish is not that good, Big Danny.
Oh, I love it. And what I like
eat
more.
Eat beef.
Beef is for buttheads. I'm a swimp guy.
You don't need to be, Danny.
I'm a swimp guy advocate.
You're turning
into
a shrimp.
Shellfish?
Swimps have cells.
Big Danny, you are hulking out of your clothes. They're ripping.
I can't tell if you're allergic to shellfish or if you're turning into shellfish.
Yeah, you're like
so addicted that it is taking over your life physically.
No. You're hulking out of your clothes and you have weird. You have a sharp horn on your head and like 90 little legs.
Thank you for noticing.
All right. Next up, again, we have 3,000 kids to get through here. Let's go next.
Okay. Hey.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Mr. Roberts, and I am the science teacher.
Mr. Roberts?
You said shortest first. I'm a little man.
Love how proud you are. Loud and proud about it, Mr.
Okay,
Roberts. All right, why don't you just step up over the stool?
Oh, Mr. Roberts, you should have gone in front of me.
I was actually first, but I was going to take a tube.
A what? A tube? Like a toupee?
Two poops. I saved them up.
So what do you mean you poop?
I thought it was going to be a three.
Do you poop and then finish and then wipe?
Yes.
and then pull your pants up.
Yes. A lot of people say I should just finish and it will be one poop, but I'm splitting it up into two.
And you do multiple stalls.
Danny, Big Danny, you're sick, man.
Do you go into multiple stalls?
Not even better, multiple bathrooms.
That's
and
cool.
I run from one to the other.
I guess that is a tube. I guess that is a tube.
It's a tube. It's been proven.
Well, yeah, because you're the science teacher, so you did a whole experiment about
it. Well, you read my thesis. Did you read my thesis?
I did. It was long.
Yes, it was.
Look, I hate to break it to you, Mr. Roberts, but I think it should have been a three today.
Yeah, it does smell.
Uh-oh. I knew it. I knew I was due for a three. All right, I'm going to go clean up
my pants. Well, you didn't quite know it. You didn't quite know it.
I'm going to go clean up my pants, and I'm going to be right back. No one break in front of me. I'm a short man.
All right. Well, Mr. Roberts is gone. Who's next?
I guess I'm next. I guess I'm next.
Yes, hi. What was your name again?
Hi, I'm the art teacher, and I'm Mrs. Little.
Okay, Mrs. Little. Is that an ironic name, or that's just your name?
It's just my name.
Okay, Mrs. Little, well, why don't you step up to the microphone here so I can hear you a little better?
Okay.
And, all right.
Why do you
wait, am I mic'd?
You're now mic'd.
Okay, for the picture?
Well, just for me to hear you so we can communicate a little better.
Oh, okay. I can't quite reach it with my little mouth.
Now, Mrs. Little, that's because you married Stuart Little, right?
Yes, I'm married to a mouse, and boy, does he roughhouse with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. I have to report that, Mrs.
No,
Little.
No. What I mean is we have a very intense sexual relationship. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, you thought I meant abuse?
I thought you meant Stuart Little was abusing you.
No. I mean, he rails me.
Well, TMI, Mrs. Little. TMI.
Listen to everybody else.
That
we all need
too, Mr. Creepy.
Picture days for us as much as it is for you.
Okay. All right. Well, it's just that no one else's was, something that shouldn't be said in front of high schoolers. I don't know why Mr. Creep, have to be telling this to you, which is not catching on, by the way.
Creep. You called yourself it.
You're a creep.
Okay, go ahead and take my picture. I'll jump.
All right. On three. Three, two, one. All right.
Did I jump too early?
No, you jumped at perfect time, but you your face looks like you're putting a lot of effort into the jump.
It's I did a toop when I jumped.
You did a toop in the jump?
Oh, no, it was a wump. It was just a poop.
You wumped.
It was a poop.
So it's a wump?
It was a poop.
Jesus, Mrs. Little, why are you, is your poop human-sized, but your body is tiny?
Well, now I'm tall enough. I'm standing on my wump, and now you can take the picture, and I won't have a funny face.
Okay, do you want to have a wump in your picture, though?
No, just take it from the neck up. Zoom in.
Yeah, okay. Why are we doing full body shots in the first place? So are you,
boy. Thank you. Okay.
How long until the library's free? Excuse me.
I told you, sir, this library is never free for townspeople. It is a student library.
Dewey Decibel. That's right. The loudest man in the library. Dewey Decibel.
Hey, Dewey. Dewey.
What is it? Oh, you want me to keep it down because you're trying to read?
You're being very disruptive and you're leaning so hard into your personality. Find other things, Dewey. We take school photos here today. You knew this.
Whoop! Whoop! Reader's alert!
Excuse me. Excuse me. Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
What?
Mr. Creep, don't tell
it's
anyone.
It's not catching on.
Don't tell a soul that when I was doing my thing, I let out a fart. Don't tell anyone.
Look,
I trust you.
The
Please.
Fart was as loud as your mouth, Dewey Decibel. Okay? I don't have to tell anyone. News has spread already, as has the stink of your fart.
Start spreading the news.
Dewey, how did you make your own
I'm
fart
loud
more obnoxious?
In the library.
Good, I didn't fart then. Good.
Don't tell anyone.
Please, Mr. Creep, don't tell anyone.
Dewey,
do not let the advocate hear.
Dewey, what is
do
wrong?
Do not let the advocate hear.
Tony, what is wrong with your bowels right now?
Go into the bathroom
for a little bit. Stop screaming.
Attention, school, if you have not gone to the library to take a picture with Mr. Creep.
Make sure you do
by the end of the day. Mr. Creep will only be here until sunset. That's odd.
Not only is it...
Why did he pick sunset to stay till? He didn't have a time? Anyway, Mr. Creep in the library, I guess, with the camera, if you know what I mean. He might kill you.
Mr. Creep,
I don't think we need any of that editorializing, Mrs. Dolores.
It seems like not only are people now... No, your name is Mr. Creep. It seems like it's not new news to them. Like, they always thought it was Mr. Creep. Like, the way they're talking.
It's become reality.
Look, One, two, three, four. Get your ears on the floor. I'm loud in the library.
All right, get out of here.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to the bathroom. Goodbye, library.
Okay, the sun is setting, so I have time for three more photos. I have to be out by sunset.
I thought I was just standing in front of the window.
Oh, Jesus.
There's plenty of sunlight outside. I was just blocking it.
Big Danny, where did you get a full scampi?
I made it with the oven in my pocket.
Oh, my God, Big Danny. Who sold you a pocket oven?
It was a little man.
What is with size in the school? Nowhere in the world are there that many the tiny and huge people eating scampies all the time. Everybody, this school has a problem.
No, Mr. Creep.
Danny, do not talk down to me.
We do not have a problem. We are just a school that doesn't see people for their physical attributes.
Oh my God, Big Danny's crawling around like a lobster.
That's right. And if someone wouldn't mind pointing me in the direction of the beach.
So Big Danny is turning into shellfish and trying to go back to the sea?
I'll leave you with this. I was always a lobster.
No wonder. Why are you obsessed with eating you? It's me, the advocate.
I'll leave you with this.
So he's not addicted to shellfish. He's trying to eat enough to turn back into his real self.
I thought if you saw me next to shellfish one time, you would realize I'm very much like
Wait, watch out for the pool, it's heated. Watch out for the pool, it's heated.
Should I throw these herbs in there?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like the dream I had. This is how I saw it happening. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye, world. Eat me and enjoy me.
You think that's what all lobsters are saying when we boil them?
That's what they're screaming.
It's just like the dream I had. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, friends. Eat me and enjoy me.
Well, I guess... Mr. Creep. Mr. Creep, can I see my picture?
Yeah, are these Polaroids?
Or can you hit that little...
Yeah, I can either hit the left and right button on it, or I can take a Polaroid of it, and I can wave it around for a while, and then you get the photos.
Ooh, I'll wait.
Take a Polaroid of the screen of your digital camera, and we'll wait.
That's cool. All right. Thank you for waiting, the advocate. Does anybody want some Big Danny while we're waiting?
I was told not to take any beverage from you.
Big Danny's not a beverage. Did anyone say anything about eating lobster from me?
Yes. They said don't eat or drink anything from Mr. Creep.
How did this get around so fast? I'm not a creep. My laundry was dirty, so I dressed like Pee Wee Herman.
Will you at least do Pee Wee's catchphrase?
Ha
ha. Say it again.
Ha ha.
Is that it?
Well, I haven't really seen the movie.
I haven't either.
Ha ha.
Stay flippy, I guess.
Stay flippy.
Stay flippy.
Stay flippy.
Oh, he's alive.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for The Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.